Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places. I am your host, Sister Ava Muhammad, and it is a pleasure, it is an honor to be with you this evening on the 16th. Okay. Let's see. I think we have a little technical problem here.
And active will of God in this time. So
I think that happened last week, Brother Terrence. But Allah willing, we've got that taken care of. But again, I welcome all of you with the greeting words of peace of Assalamu Alaikum. Sister Ava Muhammad speaking. Welcome once again to Elevated Places. This year we celebrate our 10th anniversary on blogtalkradio.com throughout the year. And I am joined this evening by my very busy co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, who's on Zoom conferences and doing all sorts of things, but he is with us. Our legal contributor, a sister attorney, Pamela Muhammad, who hosts A Time for Justice on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. And I was blessed to be able to listen to her program this past Tuesday, and it was phenomenal. Hopefully we can talk a little bit about that later on. Tonight, we are so grateful to Allah that we have secured a victory in one of the many battles that are being fought in this war against us, a war led by the U.S. policy of depopulation. This is U.S. policy to depopulate the earth with a particular focus on black people in America, in Africa, and around the planet, and even inclusive of a significant number of Caucasian people. And, of course, we know that we have been in a serious battle to fight against this deadly mRNA vaccine that was developed specifically for COVID. It's called a vaccine. It's actually gene therapy. It's actually a DNA-altering product. And I won't go into it too much now, but if you look at the current edition of the Final Call newspaper, volume 41, number 37, dated June 21st of 20, we're so blessed that the front cover page announces a victory for ivermectin. Nation of Islam and Muslim physician win battle with insurance company over the use of ivermectin as part of the treatment regimen for coronavirus. And we're going to get deep into that conversation, have you weigh in, We are blessed that this evening we will be joined shortly by the lead counsel in this battle, Brother Attorney Abdul Arif Muhammad, who also is the general counsel for the Nation of Islam. So this promises to be a very fulfilling evening for you, and we look forward to having that discussion. But in the meantime, we're going to get the ball rolling with none other than Brother Terrence Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Terrence.
Wa alaikum salam. Man, once again, it's Thursday night. It's Thursday night. And it is so much going on. And, you know, let me just start off. I am always grateful and thankful for this platform, and I'm always thankful that we are able on this platform without shame, without hesitation, without any opposition to lift up the name of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And we can say it, as Brother Jamil said, when you say Farrakhan, you say Farrakhan, not Farrakhan, but we can say Farrakhan. And we say that with strength, we say that with love, we say that with passion, and we say that with high esteem and honor. And I'm saying that is because as this show is going to be such a powerful show, we never stop talking about Savior's Day 2020, the unraveling of a great nation, and we understand what we're watching. We know what we're witnessing as we're watching what is going on in America. And we never stop talking about 2020, July 4th, 2020, the criterion. And we're going to be discussing that tonight and why the article in the latest edition of The Final Call is so rich. For discussion because what's on that front page. And, of course, we're still living in that swan song because everybody, I don't know about you, but everybody in the world is getting that number. You know, the minister is going to reach your number. And if you go back to the swan song, he's all up in all of our lives, and he's up in the lives of everybody throughout the world if you listen to the swan song back 27 of this year for Savior's Day. And I say all that, Dr. Ava, because people need to go to finalcalldigital.com, finalcalldigital.com, and get your subscription to the baddest, boldest newspaper on the planet that is giving you the information right now that you need, spiritual guidance, mental guidance, and literal physical guidance to save your life. How to Eat to Live is in there. What the Muslims want, what Muslims believe, it should be what black people want. And what we need, and, you know, so when you look into this rich paper, you're getting so much guidance. So I'm honored that we're able to lift that up and to invite people to study.noi.org, study.noi.org on Friday nights at 7:30 so we can have self-improvement, the basis for community development, and let you come to a powerful Sunday lecture every Sunday at 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern at noi.org. And I'm saying all this because you need to make sure that you're continuing into this rich pool of knowledge on a weekly basis and a monthly basis and a daily basis, because there's a lot going on. As I'm moving this weekend, Dr. Ava, the Poor People's Campaign with Reverend Barber is going to be in Washington, D.C., and they're calling and they're fighting for 140 million poor people. And I just thought about that. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has always said, who will speak for the poor? As this year, the midterms are coming up, elections are coming up 2 years before the next presidential election. But you know what you're going to hear in the midterms. You're going to hear about the middle class. Who's going to take care of the middle class? But you never hear anybody talking about who's going to take care of the poor. But the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has always addressed that. So when we talk about health, what you need to do for your health, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, through the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, has given us instructions on what we need to do with our health, dietary laws, dietary restrictions, talking about fasting, talk about that Navy bean. So it's so much in that final call. It's so much that we talk about on the show that I'm just kind of excited about as we watch things that are going on throughout the world. Our brother Pharrell is having something in the water, a music concert in D.C. as well, after he pulled out of Virginia. His cousin got killed in Virginia Beach, and he didn't get the justice that he wanted. And so that's happening in D.C. this weekend. People are back outside, Dr. Ava. People are back outside, and people are happy about being back outside. At the same time, we are still seeing people get killed in mass killings and mass shootings. So the climate is still dangerous. And we're also looking at extreme heat. So we want people to be very careful if you're going out and about, because I was in my car the other day, and the temperature at 106 inside my car. It was probably 98 outside. And so we're looking at extreme weather, and we haven't even reached summer. Summer comes in officially next week, and it's already flaming and burning hot. Shout out to Ben Crump, one of the guests on our show, Dr. Ava. He has a Netflix. I think it came out today. A Netflix show. No, it comes, I think, on the 19th. But he got a Netflix show coming out called Civil. They was in Miami, and they was at the Tribeca, and they was doing a Black Film Festival and having a pre-screening of his show, Civil, that's coming out on Netflix. So shout out to Ben Crump and all the work that he's been doing. Our brother Kareem Ali was with him doing some of these appearances that are going on right now. But there's a lot that is, you know, going on in the news, and I'm gearing to hit the road in the morning to go to D.C. to be present for this big gathering there, doing some work with that. And just so we shouted out Sister Rona last week from her son graduating from high school. By the grace of Allah and the grace of God, my son actually graduated this past Tuesday, so I was just so happy. Had a happy father moment. You know, he wanted to go to some big acting school out in L.A., but he had definitely got accepted, Johnson C. Smith, Fayetteville State, and he just got his letter to go to possible acting school at Compton State up in Maryland. So, you know, this is a blessing to know that. So a shout out to all of the graduates, colleges, and high school, all the parents that made it through with your children to get them through. All those that supported children that may not have any parents to get them through, but they made it through however they made it through. So, yeah, it's a lot more going on, Dr. Ava, that I can get in. It's not right off the top of my dome right now. That's not right coming to me. But I just say continue to listen to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and really, really tension. Oh, and let me just say this. Somebody shared a link. Sister Leticia out of Detroit shared a link on Facebook, and that we're going to be showing through the national training, because the national training is coming up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. You can go to the VSK, thevskjujitsu.com, thevskjujitsu.com is July 28th through the 31st. But there was a scene, there was a story that she posted about a church. A young white male came into the church, and because of all these killings, this particular church had security. And they had security, and they checked, and they questioned the white man, and then they called law enforcement, and they found out that this guy was already thinking about, planning, and ready to kill. So, you know, at least people are now paying a little bit more attention, not just saying, "The Lord, right. Oh, come on in, baby. Come on in the house of the Lord. Come on in." Yeah. No, we checking everybody. Something that the Nation of Islam that's has been right. doing forever, we check ourselves and the guests to make sure nothing that's comes right. into our place of worship. No drugs, no alcohol, no weapons formed against us shall prosper, because they're not coming in the mosque. So I am so glad to hear that churches are doing what they need to do to guard themselves against a real live evil, nothing spooky, but real live evil that exists in people that want to kill the people of God. So we got to be on watch. So this is why this show elevates us, so we can be elevated and aware about current affairs and what we need to do, because we are, well, given instruction by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on what the time and what must be done, because the time dictates the agenda. So says the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I'm excited. Thursday night, back to you, yes. Dr. Ava.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Brother Terrence, for that great introduction and
yes,
getting us in motion as we're witnessing and experiencing, and it's not a pleasant experience to undergo the unraveling of this great nation, the United States of America. And always remember, great does not mean good. Great means consequential. And the United States is absolutely a consequential nation in that due to her massive power that is global in reach, there's no part of this planet that her tentacles do not reach into. So what happens to her has consequences for everyone. So this is
That's why.
The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said the unraveling of a great nation. But we're going to move right along into a very exciting and actually an inspirational program because of Allah blessing us this actually back in April, but the story was published this week. But before we move into the core of the program, we always benefit from hearing from our sister, our brilliant sister, who is so dedicated to the cause of the black family and is very knowledgeable in how mischief is made by means of the law, as we are taught. And with that, I want to bring in my beloved sister, attorney Pamela Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Pamela.
Wa alaikum assalam, Sister Minister Ava Muhammad and Brother Terrence, and all praises are due to Allah, Sister Ava, for your words, and thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak on the Elevated Places, your wonderful show. And like I say, all praises are due to Allah for your comments, because we had a show, A Time for Justice, which is our weekly Tuesday program. And as you mentioned, there was a show this past Tuesday, June 14th, and it was entitled Law and Protecting and Valuing the Black Female. And it was really, you know, praises be to Allah. We endeavored to bring attention to a very serious issue. And that particular issue is what Human Rights Watch reports, that at least 15% of the more than 200,000 women incarcerated in the United States having experienced sexual assault during their time behind bars. And there was a sister on our show by the name of Pamela Smith, and Ms. Smith unfortunately charges that she was the victim of sexual assault and rape during her time behind bars in Oklahoma. And there was an article written by our sister Nisa Islam, and that article can be found in the Final Call, August 17, 2021. And she wrote a story on our sister Pamela Smith fighting for justice for my sisters. And it was very, you know, interesting to hear our sister, and very inspiring, because she spoke up and she's fighting back. And so we talked about valuing the black female and how the black female, you know, must value herself. Ms. Smith is valuing herself. She's speaking out. And we also had our sister, Sister Sherry Muhammad, attorney, and Sister Nichelle Muhammad, who's also a judge. And they were on speaking about this issue as well, Sister Ava. So it really was, you know, just a great show. Praises to Allah. We had some great contributors. And even Sister Dr. Ava, you know, she gave us some comments, you know, to your audience. And so I encourage you all to please go back and listen to that archive. Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely.
And Sister Ava, and I wanted to say real fast, so what I wanted to offer tonight, just real, real fast, I just want to give notice and give attention to the article on the Final Call this week entitled Strengthening, Applauding, and Defending Black Dads. I think that's such an excellent article written by Brother Michael Z. Muhammad. And in that article, it's such a wonderful article because he celebrates black dads, celebrating the involvement of black fathers and how they are engaged as parents in the lives of their children. And there was an article, there was a report that he brought out that we all should look at. It's called New America, A Portrait of Caring Black Men, a portrait of Black Fathers. And that report, it really combats the stereotypes of Black men supposedly being absent, and it exposes the racism and the narratives behind, why this, these stereotypes exist, these lies that, Black men have, not been who they should be in their children's lives, by showing that it's the historical and structural racism and white supremacy. The report talks about slavery, convict leasing, and how these forces forced fathers to be removed. But then her findings, and I just, last thing I want to say, is that the findings are that Black fathers are more likely than white fathers to think that it's very important that dads are active in raising younger children by way of feeding them, dressing them, and providing child care. The report finds that a majority of Black fathers are highly involved in caring for and raising their young children on a daily basis. And just to make it clear, these are sometimes the fathers who are not in the home. And I think that's very important that we combat those stereotypes and really raise and support our Black fathers, which this article by Brother Michael did. He talked about mentorship. He talked about, father groups that are training and supporting Black fathers. So I just wanted to really bring that point, because I just want to say real quick, in the article it talks about, the legal issues such as unemployment, mass incarceration, and yet in spite of that, Black men are engaged in the lives of their children as fathers, as demonstrated by the existing research. So I think it was a very important article and report, and that's what I wanted to say. Thank you so much, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam, and we're going to look forward to you joining in shortly on the panel. Sister Pamela, as we discuss the recent battle to defend one of our own, Sister Dr. Safia Shabazz, who is, in addition to being a registered Muslim, is an MD who practices medicine in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we're about to discuss this case. It is critical that all who are listening make sure you are obtaining each week your copy of The Final Call, whether you subscribe to the digital, whether you subscribe to the hard copy, whether you look for the FOI in the streets, but you make sure you have a steady means of getting the Final Call newspaper. I cannot overemphasize how critical it is that you are familiar with the content of what is in this newspaper. And before we discuss ivermectin, which most of you may be familiar with and some still may be not, I also want to direct your attention to the weekly COVID section. Beginning on page 7 of the Final Call newspaper each and every week, that was instituted by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to keep you knowledgeable, to keep you aware, so that you have a true understanding of the U.S. policy of depopulation. And specifically, we do devote time to the mRNA vaccine, the COVID vaccine, because it is actively in use. And so it is important that you know that. But also, we like to talk about the criterion, the minister's message that he delivered July 4th, 2020. And that is the message wherein he declared the COVID vaccines to be death, and told our people, do not take them. He also told the leaders of the continent of Africa not to allow the vaccine, to be careful of that vaccine coming in. And we witnessed an unprecedented resistance in many African countries to this intrusive and deadly action by white people, particularly from America and Europe. Now, the pushback was tremendous to the point where at the end of this pandemic, only 4 to 5% of black, 4 to 5, not 45, between 4% and 5% of black Africans have taken this vaccine. We know that even if the vaccine were not deadly, it's unnecessary. This is a continent of our original people. They are young. They live in the sun. They are heavily melanated. They do not need, nor do they want, a vaccine for a virus that has a 1% mortality rate. But I want you to read Dr. Rizli Muhammad's article this week where he shares the news that recently 47 African countries shook up white power because they rejected to give the World Health Organization, called WHO, the World Health Organization. There was an effort to give WHO dominance over pandemic response, where WHO would autonomously and officially decide what a pandemic is, what it consists of, how long it is. Because remember, it was WHO declaring coronavirus, COVID-19, to be a pandemic that activated laws in this country that allowed Big Pharma to flood the population with an experimental product. And there were a number of lies and falsehoods that were told. You need to read that article about the pushback of numerous countries on the continent of Africa who said, no, there's no way we're going to give the World Health Organization autonomy over how to handle an epidemic or a pandemic. The other article in COVID this week is written by Brother Sultan Muhammad. And both of these brothers are members of the Nation of Islam research team. And Brother Sultan reports on the revelation that there are thousands of reports on the number of vaccine deaths and injuries that have suddenly disappeared from the U.S. government's databases. So please make sure you read it. And then, of course, every week we give you the depopulation briefs. And if you're somebody that doesn't have time to read lengthy articles, you need to read these two pages and get your brain quickly activated and acclimated to what is happening around you and around us and in the world, as Minister Farrakhan is taking the vanguard point in this battle to get through this final conflict between Allah, God, and Satan. And this is a very fascinating, very popular section of the Final Call newspaper, the Depopulation Briefs. Pfizer, the biggest villain in all of this COVID vaccination scheme, has a commercial out now, and it is extremely wicked, but we'll talk about that too later in the program. We're coming down to the bottom of the hour, and on Elevated Places, we're on time. So at this point, again, pull out your paper. A victory for ivermectin, the Nation of Islam, and our sister Muslim physician, Dr. Safia Shabazz, have won the battle. Huge, gigantic insurance company over the use of ivermectin as part of a treatment regimen for coronavirus. And we're blessed to have with us tonight. He is always willing to take time from his busy schedule to come on Elevated Places whenever we need insight into the world of law and other things that are happening that are relevant to us being able to get through all that is going on around us. And so I want to welcome my brother, my colleague, my friend, the general counsel for the Nation of Islam and the lead counsel in this victory for ivermectin, Brother Abdul Arif Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Arif.
Wa alaikum salam, my dear sister and minister, friend and helper in the cause of Allah. How are you this evening?
Oh, I am feeling good this evening. It's great to have a win, you know. Feeling wonderful.
We thank Allah. We thank Allah. I'm great.
Yes, sir.
We are so thankful to Allah. You know, we are taught by our beloved minister, you know, that all the praise rightfully goes to Allah. Yeah, I was thinking of that Quranic verse where Allah says, you did not slay them. It was I that slayed them at your hands.
Yeah.
So that we always remember who really is in charge. Let me just say, in the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, I've been witness. There's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger, and we thank you, Sister Minister Dr. Ava Muhammad and your team, Brother Terrence, always my beloved brother on the move, and my colleague, Sister Pamela, and your other helpers, Sister Rona and others, Sister Donna.
Yes.
If I miss anybody, forgive me.
Yeah.
You know, as Reverend Jackson said, charge it to my head, not to my heart. So, we're here this evening. I'm grateful and thankful to be here, and I just want to say, really, as I was thinking about what I would say on the show, first, obviously, we thank Allah, for without him, nothing would be possible for us. And we thank him, of course, first and foremost, for our great exalted Christ, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and their chosen anointed one who is fulfilling the scripture of Messiah and absolutely manifesting the scripture of that figure known as Jesus. I always tell people, keep in mind, the name Jesus is really a reference to a human being, and the word means he saves. So we have to believe and know, and it's proven that we have such a man among us, he saves, because he saved me, he saved you, he has saved thousands. So we're thankful to Allah
millions.
For him, and in particular,
yeah.
That's right, right. Yeah, we can call all of the million marches. They were saved if they would be. And so I wanted to thank him because really it was his spirit, his energy, his drive, his guidance. He was the force behind that spirit to stand up and fight for the truth and to defend our sister, Dr. Safia Shabazz, who was being targeted by this enemy, and where many just did not either have the spirit or the resolve to fight. We have God with us, so we fear not the enemy. We call on to God, and we fight for what we believe is right. And that's the blessing of having such a wonderful leader and guide among us in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So I want to thank him first for this because, you know, Sister Ava, he was definitely a power in this matter. And, of course, I want to thank the team which includes, of course, yourself. I don't be trying to hide now. You were major in this because the work that you have done relative to this whole issue of the vaccine mandates and alternative therapies and the work that you have done in the final call is a blessing to us all, because the knowledge is there every week, bearing witness to what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is saying and attempting to warn our people that he's a man that should be listened to. So I thank you for the great work that you did, and it was certainly a foundation for me, certainly, as we had to prepare voluminous documents that we believe showed the safety and efficacy of ivermectin. So we thank you and thank Sister Amina, Baina Muhammad. All of this, of course, you can read in the final call, but I'm just my gratitude to her and her spirit and her insights that she provided in this, on this team, as well as my brother, Attorney Saad Ali Muhammad, who's also our student national secretary. So we thank Allah that we had a team. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan believes in that we fight hard with truth and unity. And so
that's right.
So this was a effort of many, and of course, I have to thank, of course, the person who was the target of this attack, Sister Dr. Sophia Shabazz, for her courage, for looking out for black people in particular and others who she had been giving them ivermectin before there was a vaccine, and the courage that she showed to not be intimidated when they ordered her to stop prescribing ivermectin. And she continued, pardon me, to stand on what she believed was right for her as a doctor to try to save lives. And so we're grateful to her for her courage and standing. And she did a magnificent job in representing herself on the witness stand as we questioned her and showed her peer review panel, which were made up of doctors, why she did what she did. So we're thankful to her. And, of course, I want to thank the two persons who were also a part of the hearing, which was Attorney Alan Dumoff, who is an attorney not only for the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, but also an attorney representing other entities who had a particular knowledge about ivermectin. He had written at one point a lengthy letter to the New York State Attorney General when they were threatening doctors with cease and desist orders. So he had that great knowledge of ivermectin from that side, and he came to join on with us and ultimately became a co-counsel. And then Dr. Chris D'Adamo, who was our epidemiologist, who took the stand and brilliantly defended the safety of ivermectin, so much so that all of the doctors on the panel was thanking him for informing them and helping them to understand
right.
better. So, again, you saw this was a team effort. And I'm grateful to Allah for that, because we know that it was his victory and that we were all a part of this, and I'm just grateful that we were able to be a part of it. So I just wanted to open up and just give thanks to all of those.
Yes, sir. Well done. Well, I think what we probably want to do, so that we don't, and we know as lawyers, we do not want to make assumptions. And so I was thinking, as you were thanking this incredible team assembled at the behest of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, that everyone doesn't necessarily know what ivermectin even is. And so I guess, you know, I would just share with the audience.
Oh, yes.
From a web, I'm sorry?
I said, oh, yes, I agree.
Oh, yes, sir. From a website that the Final Call newspaper has had in the COVID section for well over a year, COVID-19criticalcare.com. And this website is the work of the vanguard of physicians around the country who stood up when the COVID virus was made known that it was present in the United States and the pandemic was in active growth. At that time, we all should recall that all we heard about was the development of a vaccine. This was called a novel virus, something never seen before, according to Anthony Fauci and other officials representing the U.S. government. And they all indicated and were very firm on this position that there was no effective treatment for COVID-19 and that all that the people could do is wait in their houses for the vaccine. Stay in your house. Don't go out. If you go out, wear a mask. They closed down businesses. They closed down schools. Basically shut down. I'm sorry. They shut down the U.S. economy. But they persisted from then until this very moment in this posture that there is no effective treatment to handle COVID-19 except their deadly vaccine. That the U.S. government to date has acknowledged that at least 28,000 people are dead and buried in the ground directly as a result of the COVID vaccine, and that there have been more than 1 million cases of serious adverse injuries as a result of the COVID-19 vaccine. But all along, present and available and affordable in the world was a medication and is a medication known as ivermectin. Now, on July 4th, 2020, when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan stood up, the first individual on this planet to stand up and used his global influence to issue a divine warning, he said, and I quote, "Don't take their vaccines. There are 14 therapies that are in the world today that we can use to fight against the COVID virus." Those are his words. Well, beloved, one of those 14 therapies he referenced was a medication known as ivermectin. Now, ivermectin is well known, to say the least. It is FDA approved. It has been used successfully to fight a number of different diseases for more than 40 years. The battle here, among other things, is that the doctors who form the FLCCC, most of them, or many of them, are pulmonary specialists. They specialize in the lungs. And, of course, we know that COVID-19, the initial level of the virus, or they call the alpha virus that came to these shores. The reason people were dying, there was a number of reasons, but what made COVID-19 dangerous was it would work its way deep down into the lung, and there would be a battle between the virus and your immune system and those cells that make up your immune system. And as in any war, there would be dead bodies, in this case, dead cells. And those cells will float down to the bottom of the lung and cut off airways. The virus had an inclination to form clots as well. And so these pulmonary specialists said, they're doctors, they went to school and spent their life healing. They said, we're not going to just sit here and do nothing. And they began looking around at what treatments they used. And they came to the realization that this particular medication, this drug, this anti-parasitic drug called ivermectin, had a powerful ability to break up blood clots, but it also shut down viral replication, the ability of a virus to reproduce itself. That's where you get disease from in your body, is something enters and then it's able to reproduce. If it can't do that, then it can't hurt you. You may have a mild illness, but it can't do much unless it can replicate. And ivermectin, they observed, was just a shutdown of viral replication. This is one of the safest drugs ever known. It is on the WHO list of essential medicines. This drug has been administered 3.7 billion times around the globe. It has won the Nobel Prize for global and historic impacts for its discoverer. It was discovered in the soil in Japan. It has eradicated parasitic infections all over the world. And so when these doctors saw that ivermectin has this unique, highly potent ability to inhibit SARS-CoV-2 replication and suppress inflammation, which also plays a major role in death. And this is why the subject of comorbidity, obesity, diabetes, kidney disease, blood pressure, called comorbidities or preconditions, because when the immune system rises up to fight, there's inflammation. And if you already are suffering from one of these conditions, it becomes too much for the body. COVID-19 in and of itself does not kill people. It partners with conditions that have already weakened our immune system. And this is why we are firmly directed by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to how to eat to live, which clears out these comorbidities that are at the root of this inflammation. But ivermectin was found not only to be able to prevent COVID, it could treat COVID in every stage, the earliest to the most advanced stage. Ivermectin works. And yet these doctors and all of the advocates of it could not get this government to approve, through the FDA, to approve ivermectin for the treatment of COVID-19. You will see all of these crazy allegations on the internet saying, oh, this is for horses and dogs and cows and goats. It's a veterinary disease, a veterinary medication. It was discovered through use initially as a veterinary medicine, as many medications such as aspirin also came to the attention of the medical world. Where are vaccines tested, by the way? On animals, okay? So let's not let people make idiots out of us. The CDC actually made mockery, I think it was the CDC or the FDA, actually made mockery of the black community on Twitter. Come on, y'all. They said of ivermectin, this is for horses. You're not a horse. This has been approved and used for human beings for nearly 40 years. But I just wanted to give that backdrop. And anybody and everybody you can imagine that has used this product sings praises of it. And Dr. Safiya Shabazz has treated over 800 patients with ivermectin, 800 patients successfully. And so I wanted to give that backdrop and then turn it back over to our general counsel to tell us how this case came to be, where we have our Muslim sister registered in the Nation of Islam, people from all walk of life, all kind of racial backgrounds, everybody coming to her to get treated for COVID-19. And Brother R, if you could take it from here and tell us what happened.
Well, and thank you so much, Sister Dr. Ava. I was so enthralled listening to you once again explain this, because it's so important to understand that the powers that are involved in the depopulation agenda, as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan named them in the criterion, going back to Kissinger and what was going on now with the Gates Foundation and Mr. Fauci and all of those persons, that they had a vested interest to ensure that there would be no acceptable, quote, alternative treatment for COVID-19, because they had determined to use this vaccine as a part of their depopulation agenda. And so any knowledge of ivermectin and its excellent healing properties with keeping the virus from replicating, any person that would try to advance or advocate for its use, doctors and others, medical personnel, were threatened. Many people had been fired because they refused to take the vaccine. They did not wish to have ivermectin to be known to be used by anyone. And so all across the country, this has been happening, as you mentioned earlier. In our particular case, our particular sister and Dr. Safiya Shabazz was sent a letter in November of 21. And a very, very interesting letter, because in bold letters at the top of the letter from the insurer, it said, do not prescribe ivermectin for COVID-19, period. In quotes, like an order, do not prescribe ivermectin. And then it went further to say to her, you should inform the people of the dangers of ivermectin, which, of course, is a lie. And then they had the nerve to say, and encourage your people and encourage people to take the vaccine. So that was it in a nutshell. Wow. Ordered her to stop prescribing ivermectin. Ordered her to tell a lie that it was dangerous. And then it said to let the people encourage them to get a vaccine. Well, of course, when we saw this, we knew that they were obviously, that they had a serious misunderstanding about ivermectin, so we sent them back a letter basically saying to him, let us inform you of, you know, that ivermectin is safe. And we provided them links to scientific data and statistics, all of that. And it was completely ignored. It was as if the letter hadn't been sent. They sent back another letter demanding that the contract required her to stop if they said so. Listen to the thinking. The contract says if we ask you to stop, you will comply. And then demanded an assurance from me as her attorney to write them with an assurance that she would cease and desist, and gave us 5 days to answer. And, of course, as we're hearing this, we're like, wow, this is really, really not only bold and outrageous, but, I mean, just really, you want to talk about suppression and oppression. So we sent back another letter saying to them that Dr. Shabazz will make the best medical judgment that she feels for the health of her clients. Well, after that, we're now moving into February. They send a letter saying, well, okay, since you refuse to agree with us, you continue to disagree with us. Listen to the words. You continue to disagree with us. This is the kind of language. Then we're suspending her summarily, meaning without any real basis, but we're suspending her from the contract. We don't want her dealing with any of the patients that we provide insurance coverage from or for. And now after we have terminated, we're going to also write a negative indication on her to the National Practitioners Database, which is a clearinghouse for doctors where ratings are kind of like a Dun & Bradstreet for business, or like the bar with the attorneys. There's records if there's some issue with the attorney. So they were attempting to also slander and defame her practice and list her in words as being medically incompetent. And then they turned around and said, but you can appeal and prove to us that we're wrong. That set the stage for the fight. So we did appeal, and the great team that we mentioned earlier went to work putting together the case. And in, as you mentioned, in mid-April, we had the hearing, and God blessed us to present through the expert. And prior to that, let me just say, we submitted a voluminous amount of data to, to the insurance company. Now, interestingly enough, and we're thankful that the insurance company took certain action, which we clearly believe violated due process, because she was denied a hearing. They were given a hearing after they already took the action, which is, you know, as if it was some emergency that there was a danger to the lives of patients. And they had the ability, if they had chosen, to meet with her, to talk with her, to check her medical profiles, to see what was the result of her treatment of the patients. They did none of that. They just took this heinous action, which violated her due process rights. So we submitted a voluminous amount of data showing the safety and efficacy of ivermectin. And just, I mean, the book was maybe nearly 9 inches thick, filled with data and cases. And when we went to court, of course, our expert, Dr. Chris Diodamo, laid the case out for ivermectin that was so mesmerizing that the doctors who were really the panel, the appellate panel, was actually her own peers, doctors. And it was so mesmerizing when it came time for the committee to ask questions, you know, like the Quran said, and they shut their mouths at them. They really had nothing to say except to say thank you. Thank you so much for basically giving us this knowledge. So it was that strong a presentation of nearly an hour on the science of ivermectin. And then afterwards, we presented Dr. Safiya Shabazz to give her story. And it was during this testimony that she talked about the 800 patients that she had treated with ivermectin as a part of a treatment protocol. It wasn't just ivermectin alone. It was a treatment protocol of which we had that posted in the final call with the vitamin D and zinc and other kind of health supplements that help build the immune system. And she laid it out so beautifully that when they asked her why did she not follow the contract, when they told her not or to stop doing it, that she had an obligation under the contract, she said, yes, I understand that I had a contract, but I didn't take that to mean that you were to tell me how to treat my patients. So on that, I have to, you know, disagree. And actually, her testimony was so impressive. She showed how not one of her patients had an adverse reaction to ivermectin, that in fact she had a 100% recovery rate.
Listen.
Of all of the 800 that she administered ivermectin to. I mean, astounding. And we brought out, of course, the VAERS report of, at that time, 26,000 deaths from the vaccine. We brought out the 1.2 million serious adverse injuries from the vaccine. We brought out a report from the Children's Health Defense concerning the dangers of the vaccine. So God blessed us to present just a mountain of data. And what was striking at the end of her testimony, one of the doctors who they were going around asking each peer doctor to give their assessment, there was only one that was trying to be strident about, well, you should have just followed the contract or left the company. But he was in the minority. But another doctor said to her, I understand why you did what you did. And the chairman of the doctor panel was obviously taken aback, because then he said to the doctor, well, is there anything else that you want to add? He said, no, I said what I meant. And so when it ended, in 7 days, they had come back with the decision, reversing the decision of the insurance company's administrative process and what they called their quality management division. They overturned their decision and reinstated her. And then went further to say, and it's in the Final Call newspaper, I want to try to find it if my eyes can find it.
On page 17.
Oh, it said, I got it, yeah. It said, the first main paragraph said, after careful review and consideration of information and testimony presented by counsel and Dr. Shabazz, the committee reversed the earlier decision suspending Dr. Shabazz and reinstated Dr. Shabazz as a participating provider. Then it further said, the committee unanimously agreed that Dr. Shabazz provided good care to her patients at a time when there was a lack of protocols and treatment options at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. The committee specifically noted that Dr. Shabazz followed a methodical and well-thought-out prescribing method by incorporating ivermectin as a part of a patient's overall treatment regimen. And, of course, we all said all praises due to Allah. So I hope I've given, you know, many of these details are in the paper, in the article. But,
yes.
You know, for purposes of the show, it's just. What'd you say, Sir David?
I said, yes, we have got to read this for ourselves.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, please do yourself a favor, because this is of immeasurable importance in this war that we're fighting. And I think it gives us a reality check. This is real life. Okay, this is not sitting around pontificating. This is the enemy of God trying to kill us. And there are real-life soldiers with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan who are standing up on the principles of truth taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad directly from God himself. And I think it's really critical for us to be to understand this. This vaccine, which we know has killed and is continuing to kill people, and Pfizer, the lead villain of this satanic group, has commercials now all over television. And they open up, I think, with someone, we address it in our Depop, depopulation brief section. It's a 30-second campaign. So you'll see it on TV. And they have these scenes. They show someone opening a window, opening schools, opening stores. And it's a woman's voice saying, you know, opening is such a wonderful thing. It's such a good thing. Who doesn't love opening? And they show sports events, graduations, block parties, celebrations. And the word open is repeated 6 times. And then Pfizer ends the commercial with this. Your world is open, and you can help keep it that way. Keep your family up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations. And so as they begin to stick needles in infants from age zero all the way up through toddlers to age five. Yep. They now cover the entire age spectrum. So as they prepare to do this, as we wrote in the final call early in 2021, the CFO, the Chief Financial Officer of Pfizer, on a conference call with the investors, told them, yes, we made a tremendous amount of money this year, meaning the first year of administering the vaccine, but the most money has yet to be made. That's going to come in the future when the virus becomes endemic. Endemic as opposed to pandemic. Endemic means it's now part and parcel of the landscape. All of these variants that have been produced by the virus, and as the virus begins to fade out, as they all do, somewhere between 18 and 24 months, then it becomes of the same ilk as your cold or flu. And so now what Pfizer is putting in place, this is where your boosters come in. Now here's a big pharma telling you, and you're living this, you get a vaccine and several months later you need another one. And a few months after that, another one. And so this is being made into a way of life as it causes death. And as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, the white man will give you anything that won't kill you instantly. So it can kill you 5-10 minutes later. He's saying, unless you drop dead in that second, anything past that, he'll give it to you. And this particular product has long-term effects that have yet to be seen. So many people in this country are going to bed at night and are not waking up the next morning for unknown reasons. And we know if you read this paper, if you study, you know that the calling card of the vaccine is taking you out in your sleep at night, stopping your heart. So what do? Now they're coming up with a new syndrome. You've heard of sudden infant death syndrome. Now they've got a sudden infant death syndrome. They got an adult version now where, people just go to sleep and for some mysterious reason, their heart stops or they have a heart attack in their sleep. It's happening to high school students. It's happening to athletes. It's happening to young married people. It's happening to middle-aged people. It's happening to elderly people. It's happening to toddlers. And what they have in common, for the most part, and studies are still being done, but what is beginning to manifest, they had first dose, second dose, and now the booster. They're killing us. They came in through Dr. Yacoub, they came in by way of needles. And they're going out by way of needles. And not only the vaccine, but all of their restrictions and all of the policies that they have put in place are all designed to destroy your health. But here's the key to all of this. Why is ivermectin being so viciously attacked? Why is Dr. Shabazz's profession on the line, her license on the line? Doctors, as Brother Attorney Arif said, threatening people with their jobs, taking their jobs, ruining them. Why? Because This is an experiment. This vaccine is an experiment. Again, this is Dr. Yacoub on the other end, going out. Experiment. There are laws governing experimental vaccines. You can't release a vaccine into the general population except under certain requirements. You can use it in an effort, a public health emergency, where there is a dangerous pathogen that is killing people. Something so deadly that it's worth the risk of an experimental vaccine to try and stop the thing. But there are certain things that have to exist. One thing is that the disease has to have a high mortality rate. Smallpox has a 30% mortality rate. That means one out of three people that contract it die from it. There was a flu season, 2018, here in America, 2018. 70,000 people died in just during the flu season. It had a 7% death rate. The flu in 2018, that season, you had a bug going around with a 7% death rate. Did you hear anything about a vaccine during that time? No. Were you told to put masks on at that time? No. Were you told to stay in your house and don't go near your grandmother? No. Were the businesses closed? No. Were the schools closed? No. That was the year we had Savior's Day in Chicago at the Wintrust Arena. Did we have an outbreak at Savior's Day? No. So why now in 2020, with all this history of the United States, even during the so-called Spanish flu, which was a real epidemic that really did kill millions and millions of people, but now all of a sudden you have to have this vaccine that's experimental? COVID-19 has a 1% mortality rate. 1%. So the mortality rate was not met. Secondly, in order for you to use this experimental vaccine, there have to be no other available safe, effective treatments. I'm going to say it again. You cannot put an experimental vaccine into the market if there is another treatment that is safe, effective, and accessible. And that, and there are several other ones, but the star of that is ivermectin. And you heard Brother Attorney just say, Dr. Shabazz treated 800 patients with a treatment protocol that you've been given, with How to Eat to Live. That's what she's holding in the picture in the paper. With How to Eat to Live, your vitamin D3, which is absolutely powerful. That's a whole nother subject, because D3 is that supplement that makes up for us not getting the sunshine. That's the sunshine vitamin, because the sun will kill the virus outright. If you have enough D3 in your system, you're virtually invulnerable when that virus enters your body. It's going to run into a buzz saw. Vitamin C, zinc, black seed oil, these things. U.S. government won't even endorse vitamin D3. They won't do it because it's the vaccine or nothing. You take this death jab or nothing at all. That's what this country is about. So that's how serious this battle is. This is Satan saying, I want access to these black bodies, and I'm going to take down many of my own in the process, and I don't care. But where Bill Gates had his biggest disappointment, because the real target for all of this is the continent of Africa. And by the way, I think Brother John sent me the other day, and it's in the news. Uganda, the African nation of Uganda, they just uncovered 130 million tons of gold ore. Gold ore in Uganda, which makes them the wealthiest nation on this planet. But Bill Gates stood up and said that he was disappointed because it was not the vaccine that brought the end to the pandemic. What ended the pandemic was Omicron, the Omicron variant. How did Omicron end the pandemic? Because it brought everybody to herd immunity. A phrase totally kicked to the curb, forbidden and forgotten. Remember, Fauci said there's no such thing as herd immunity. Something that came with this planet, also known as survival of the fittest. At a certain point, a virus peters out. Can't kill everybody. Many people contracted that virus and didn't even know they had it. Probably 70% of the population. But we're being bamboozled, we're being hoodwinked, we're being played. And if we don't have faith in the reality of God, this is how we get bamboozled and hoodwinked and played. Because we say, oh my God, I better go take that vaccine. I appreciate How to Eat to Live. And you know, they said on Google, they said ivermectin is for horses. So this is a very dangerous time that we live in. And this is a victory in a battle that is part of a much larger war. But you and I are witnessing the confirmation of who Minister Louis Farrakhan is, because he called that thing death before it ever even came out of the lab. He gave us advance notice that death was coming. So let's think about how many people he has saved, how many lives he has saved. Because, yes, a number of our people did go and take it anyway, led there by their own preachers in church, by Negro doctors who sold us out. But perhaps this win by this sister, this woman, this black female Muslim woman registered in the Nation of Islam, who told Satan, you're not going to tell me how to practice medicine. And so we thank Allah, and I've just gone on and on and on. Let me get to the
So, Dr. Ava, can I jump in here for a second?
You certainly can.
The only reason why I want to jump into this session is because I really – both of you all, I don't really think sometimes we underestimate who we are, and some people don't realize who we are. And for me, I got two spiritual heavyweights on the phone. National attorney, you know, counsel, and you national spokesperson. But I say that both of you in the ministry follow the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and honorable minister Louis Farrakhan. And I want to start like I started at the beginning. It's an honor and pleasure to say his name without opposition, without hesitation, the honorable minister Louis Farrakhan. And I'm stating that is because our first defense, our first source, our first initiation to any of this work is the words that come out of the mouth of the honorable minister Louis Farrakhan. So when he says it, that's what it is. And we go to work proving to the people, not to ourselves, because when the minister said for us, we done seen, heard enough, witnessed enough, we're believers. We know that whatever he says and he guides us to do, that's what it is. And I say that to say that you all are spiritually so deep in the teachings of scripture that you can go and teach it, but there are people that don't want to hear no scriptures, don't want to hear no Bible, don't want to hear no Quran. And that's when I say, now I come into the world. You all were trained and taught in the legal system, so y'all are proficient in that. You know the law, you know the system, and you have worked within that system. So I'm saying that to say this is not just no brother that's came off the street, you know, and got some teachings and he trying to teach something. No, we are using what you taught in your system to make the case to prove what we already knew was true when the honorable minister Louis Farrakhan said it. And so I want people to understand we can take you through proving who the minister is to just take his word, and we can also take you through the scriptures and prove that point. But we also can take whatever the white man has said in his law, in his words, and show you. So when you laid out and what's laid out in the final call, all of the verifications of what we're talking about. And even when we said Dr. Sophia, she said it was a protocol that was set up. Not that she just gave this medicine and this is what we're talking about. No, it's a whole protocol.
Right.
And when you say a protocol, that is the term that medical people use. There is a whole program. So when someone said, if you just want to come talk to me, I can be your friend. But if you want to come see me as a therapist, then I have a whole protocol for you. I have a whole diagnosis to give you, and there's things you got to do. It's not me just listening to you. I'm just not a psychologist. You just come listen to your problems. And I'm only laying that out because even with that, the boldness of our teacher, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, you can't punk me. We stand on truth. We know that we are on truth. And you have come in the enemy, and people need to understand the enemy will come and say, no, you need to bow down. You need to do this. And if you don't do it, well, this is what's going to happen to you. Most of our people would have been scared. We would have capitulated. And even telling, not only telling her, but telling the lawyers, y'all better make her do it. And y'all better sign the paper just saying y'all going to make her do it. And I'm like, that's bold. That's bold as hell to tell the person's lawyer to do it. So they saying that we are God, we got the power, and y'all ain't going to do nothing about it. So they first thought they were going to inflict fear on us. Then they probably didn't even think we had the ability and capability to go to court to fight it. So they didn't even know they was even going to court to have a case because they thought we were going to bow out right off the jump. Because she's not this big, known, widespread doctor. So how is she going to fight? So I know they teach that stuff, but they can't win in this legal system. And that's the point where we got to let people know this ain't just, you know, we got God backing us. But for all the naysayers, come at any position or any way that you want to come at the nation, we got you. From an economic standpoint, we got economists that know their stuff. There are millionaires that got land, that got business. If you want to come to hide, to eat, to live, we got doctors. We got health practitioners, whether it's in a medical institution or whether it's a naturopathic, we got that. Whatever you want to come with, defense, military, whatever, because you ain't going to beat our planes. You ain't going to beat them at all. Whatever you want to come, and for those that don't understand, the nation offers everything that you need to defend yourself against the enemy that's ultimately trying to kill us. So this win has so many levels, as Brother offers, reading all of the levels of this attack and how the pushback and how we won on all accounts. And how can you say and deny 800 patients 100% recovery? You can't deny that. You can't deny that in any medical practice. You can't argue with that. You can try to say anything you want. You cannot argue with the facts. They couldn't do nothing. And if they would deny her, then that would have been an open case to be exposed throughout the world, and they would look like a fool because the insurance company wanted to make their money and make sure that she was quiet, but they didn't know that she's with Farrakhan, clearly. And not a half-stepper, but a true believer.
That's exactly right. Yes, sir. All praise is due to Allah. All right. We're going to, with your permission, Brother Arif, we're going to start taking some calls.
Sure.
We got
a full
house tonight. Yes, sir. Let's start with Sister Ula, who's been, we're going to go, some of the callers have been on since the beginning of the program. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Ula. Uh-oh. Okay. You have us on mute, or did we lose you? Did we bore you to sleep? She said, Brother Arif, we do put her to sleep. So we'll come back, Sister Ula. We'll come back. Now, she has told us that several times. Brother Terrence will bear witness. Brother Darrell has a comment. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Assalamu alaikum, family. How you doing, Sister Dr. Ava and Brother Terrence? How's everybody and our brothers? Brother, I thank Allah. Before I ask, go into this question, I haven't heard yet. My sister, I'm waiting on the sister about the modeling the clothes. Can you make sure that she gets the number and call me? But my sister, I'm already on that to move forward with her. And we want to give something towards her event. Going forward, I thank Allah. I can't thank him enough for your beautiful show, Sister, because there's so much wisdom and knowledge behind it. May Allah continue to bless our sister, Shabazz, and the attorney. Thank Allah that they are Muslims, because if there wasn't, and how they was boldly telling them what they should do and boldly telling them they better do this and didn't want to recognize it, when they are killing people, but like you said, they shouldn't even be putting nothing out there that if you have another source, that take over that. Why wouldn't you do that? Because, like you said, they are devils and they want to compromise and kill all 3 billion. But the beautiful part about it, thank Allah that the attorney and Sister Shabazz are Muslim, call any other people like the churches would have sold out of fear. See, we represent a living God. And they stood up on their post and they fought and said, we're not taking no for an answer, because they was bold, nasty, ugly acting people. You know, arrogant. So I thank Allah for you, Brother Attorney and Sister Shabazz, for being strong and Allah blessing you. Like you said, it wasn't your hands. It was Allah whooped them through you all. So the victory goes to Allah. And we are in the right circle, because our people are dying and taking it. I would love to get this particular show that you're doing today. I know you have a playback, but the condition is hard for me to go back. Is there any way I would pay for it, because our people need to hear this particular. I'm not saying all of them that you have done is not good, but this one is definitely putting a nail in the coffin. When you was questioning we went to Savior's Day and nobody got sick, but here it is now. You want to pump up a deadly disease and you trying to punk out our beloved family in the nation. So I thank Allah for you all. May Allah continue to bless you. But if you come up with how I could get a copy of this, and I could call my beloved brother Derek and let him know so I could get that particular show today. I would like for this something should be aired every Thursday. And this is so much valuable information, but I love you all. Maybe we could go further and to just stand focused. And best thing, like brother said, just separating this seed away from this beast. But I love you all. May Allah continue to bless you, and you all stay safe.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, Brother Darrell. And we will do that, make sure that we can make this available to you, because we certainly can do that.
I appreciate it, because I got a lot of people that are really afraid, but listening to your show. Oh, yeah, can I say this right quick, Sister Ava, to bear witness to what you just spoke about? I was on, praise be to Allah, I was going for therapy because, you know, I told you I got reared in, and this beast going to try to punk me out, and even though my vehicle was paved and tried to give me crumbs, but Allah blessed me with a victory today, and I closed that out. It was a Caucasian on the van that they had people that's handicapped. And the brother was talking, just the driver, and we're speaking about the minister. And this Caucasian is sitting behind me in a wheelchair. She said, I'm telling you, I know they're trying to kill off black people. I'm taking the Ivan Max. It just came straight out the sky with it. I said, she's listening to these people.
Wow.
She said, I'm not taking it. She said, yes. I said, well, how are you getting this? Where's your order? I thought she was going to say through the nation. She said, you know, they don't want people to know, but you can get it from a veterinarian. That's where I got mine from. And she said, I take my the Ivan Max. I take the vitamin D3. I take the black. She was just running it down for favor and just bear witness. And I just wanted to just jump for
Look
joy inside of the bed. Allah is working. She said, I know they're trying to kill
Ooh,
off you.
Oh,
and, she,
yeah.
and she said this, Sister Ava. She said, I know they'll kill some us to get to you all. So
wow.
She knows what time it is. Now, this is a Caucasian.
That's
awesome. I ain't never seen this one.
Awesome.
I heard from him in my life. And Allah bless him to be in that ride that day to hear this, wear witness to the most honorable minister, Louis Farrakhan. I love you all. Praise to Allah, you all. Stay safe and keep this beautiful show going. I love you all. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. We love you back. Walaykum salam, sir. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, the word is spreading, and this outcome and this paper, we're getting so much feedback, and we plan to mount even a wider net, cast a wider net to make sure that people are made aware of this. A lawsuit was filed by three doctors in federal court on June 2nd, and we'll have that in next week's paper, probably in the depop section, depopulation section. But three doctors filed a lawsuit against the FDA for interference with their practice of medicine by this posture of refusing to make ivermectin to give it approval for use, official approval for use for COVID-19. And keep in mind, in other parts of the world where ivermectin is in widespread use, you don't have anywhere close to the caseload of COVID that the United States experienced. But they are in a lawsuit now that they filed on June 2nd, so we'll keep you updated. And there are a number of lawsuits, and as Brother Attorney Arif and I have been talking about, there are a number of states in this country that are now pushing through legislation to prohibit what happened to Dr. Shabazz, where they are passing legislation saying you cannot force or intimidate or lean on doctors or threaten their licenses or insurance coverage because they prescribe ivermectin. And I think it's Tennessee, Brother Arif, but one or two states are pushing to make ivermectin available over the counter, as it is in many other countries. You don't even need a prescription for it.
Correct.
And
that is correct.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So again, the minister said in the swan song, Satan must be exposed. And this is what we're experiencing right now, among other things, is the exposure of Satan. I mean, just in your face, letting you see. Look at the people that lost their lives unnecessarily. Because here this medication has been available all this time. And people were put on ventilators that were killing them. There was neglect. The only medication that was endorsed and authorized, and it came out of the office of Anthony Fauci, sent around to all the hospitals. The only drug they were permitted to use to treat COVID is remdesivir, a drug that is notorious for its destruction of your kidneys. So if we don't believe that we're dealing with Satan, then we're just blind, deaf, and dumb. Because Allah is putting this right in our face right now, but he's also showing you he's backing his servant. And the doctors out here who now witness us back our doctor. See, our black physicians, we have to have each other's back. And many times when black people are equivocal or nervous about fighting, it's because we frankly don't have a history of backing our leaders, backing those who take the vanguard point. We don't do it. We stand around, let our leaders get murdered. We let them get deported. We let them be defamed, be arrested, locked up, and then get a street named after them. Well, that's not happening with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as you are witnessing.
Yes,
but real quick, let me get some more. Oh, yes, sir.
Can you hear me? Real quick,
sir.
I want to just say to also to show the strength of Dr. Sophia. After it was over, she decided that she would not go back under their authority.
Yes.
Even though they reinstated her, her position is, I'm not going to put myself and be subjected to what you all did to me this first time.
That's right.
I'm going to be independent. And so it just goes to show you a lot of people would have been hallelujah, go back, but she has such a strength that her patients are so loyal to her, you know, she's creating a whole nother way.
That's
of
right.
Treating her patients without having to be under the authority of people that would do such a thing to her.
That's right. Separation is the best and only solution. And we're being joined by our wonderful expert on the wheel, Brother Plain. The one and only Brother Ilya Rashad is on the line, so I got to get him in.
Okay. Wa alaikum salam, dear family. How's everyone?
Oh, we're doing fine.
Fine, sir. Fine, sir.
Look, it's a funny story how I got on the line this evening. I'm actually getting my air conditioner repaired by my great brother Terry, and we were listening on his phone, and he didn't know that he was actually on the line. So when my sister opened up the line, he was surprised, and he just handed me the phone. But
you see, it was meant to be.
Yes. And Brother Terry, who our HVAC man in Memphis, he gives everybody the greetings. And
well, you're the man this time of year with this heat wave. With the God,
come on
now.
Yes, ma'am.
You're the man.
And no, he's God right about now, because it's hot in Memphis. And let me just say, Sister Ava, Brother Terrence, and to the staff, thank you for being so steadfast on promoting and defending the truth that Allah has given to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. It is what I often describe as the unpopular truth. It is
yes,
the truth, although it is quite unpopular for now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But as everything becomes more and more vindicated, and as the truth becomes more obvious, it's like the everything is just being fulfilled right before our eyes. And nowadays, we would literally have to be extremely foolish and ignorant not to bear witness that what the Honorable Minister Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam have been conveying regarding the vaccine, regarding the necessary precautions for our people's health, and just in general the time and what must be done. We would be foolish to deny the overwhelming evidence and goodness that's being brought from the Nation of Islam. So thank you. And I say this almost with tears in my eyes. It's mostly sweat because I've been hot. but I thank you. But I thank you, and I'm encouraged and inspired by you. I'm so happy to be a part of the Nation of Islam, and that's all I wanted to say today.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brother Ilhir Rashad. We're all just blessed, and you know we love the work that you are doing. So Brother Terry that's over there?
You got it, Brother Terry.
On the air conditioning. And I just got a text from Sister Donna. That's our HVAC man too. Everybody's laying. They all bear witness to you.
That's right.
But thank you both so much, and may Allah continue to bless you. Thank you, beloved. Assalamu alaikum.
Indeed. Wa alaikum salam.
Oh, that is a great, great call. Yeah. And we also have, I guess, Memphis is in the house tonight because we've had waiting patiently, Brother Hoyle, Muhammad, with his comment.
Beautiful show. All praise is due to Allah for Brother Ilhir Rashad and Terry. You know, Brother Terry helps me out to fish, too. He's a fisherman, too. He helps me fish. So that
wow.
Brother also is the guy with the air conditioning, and that brother is a fisherman. Yes, sir, that's my brother. Hey, he and Brother Rashad. But, sister, I got some information for you and Brother Arif and Brother Terrence and Sister Pamela and Rona and all of y'all. Y'all won't believe, you know, and I'm so proud of, and I see this article, you know, it says in the Supreme Wisdom, he says, why does he like the devil? Because the devil put fear in him when he was a little boy. And why does he fear now since he's a big man? So we don't fear, you know, because the devil taught him to eat the wrong food. So, but look, sister, at this. Justin Bieber, the singer.
Yes.
Did you know
that
he had to cancel his North American tour after being diagnosed with a known and documented Pfizer mRNA adverse reaction? His left side of his face is paralyzed, and. He has him and his wife. They're double vaccinated and boosted, and they're trying to keep that.
There it is.
But it says Miss Haley Baldwin Bieber, model, wife of Canadian pop star Justin Bieber. They said 3 months ago, Mr. Bieber was hospitalized in Palm Springs, and she told People magazine she started having stroke-like symptoms while eating breakfast on Thursday, and Justin Bieber. They have a picture of his face, and it's paralyzed. He can't even look out of his, his left eye, you know. And that governor you're talking about, Sister Ava, Bill Lee, he's the governor of Tennessee that stopped that. But also we have to remember that Mexico and India used ivermectin and cured their countries with ivermectin also. But I'm just so proud of Sister Shabazz and Bernie Arif and you and all of the legal counsel. We're so blessed, and Allah is not playing. Sister, I've been traveling. I was up in Minnesota an hour. Sister, these crops are dry. I ran into tornadoes like up toward South Dakota. They had baseball-sized hail up near South Dakota. They had a derecho, which 98-mile-per-hour winds in Indiana, tore up the airport in Indiana. And then the floods tore up Yellowstone National Park. And I also passed by, Sister Abe, I passed by some windmills. You know the windmills, the big ones? That they actually stopped. The heat melted some. They actually melted because of the heat. And so we're under the chastisement. So I'm looking at this. I just got back from Kentucky and Cincinnati today, and the heat, you know, they had excessive heat warnings all through the South. Well, the whole country is under the excessive heat warning. But
that's exactly right.
So we just have to be very careful. And like Brother Ishmael said, we got to stock our food up, you know, and come together and prepare. So this thing is real. But beautiful show. I thank Allah for our brothers in the Nation of Islam and our warnings from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Great job, Brother RF, and keep up the good work. And may Allah bless you all. Let somebody else talk. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, well, alaykum salam, beloved. Thank you. Great call. And also, the singer, the paralysis of the face, that's Bell's palsy, I believe, because that,
yes,
Bell's palsy was one of the early side effects of COVID-19 that was brought, you know, out to the attention of the public to the extent that things are being made known. And that's on our list of the adverse events that we publish every week in the final call. Well, we're keeping track through something called VAERS, which is the Vaccine Adverse Effect Reporting System, handled by the U.S. government through the CDC. And there have been at a minimum of 15,000 cases of Bell's palsy. And when you read Dr. Ridgely's article this week on how all of these thousands of vaccine death and injury reports have disappeared, and the United States government acknowledged that the number of deaths and injuries they're reporting probably comprise around 1% of the actual number. This thing is very serious.
Yes, ma'am.
This is genocidal. This is nothing to play with, to just live life walking around like Tweety Bird and hoping that things are going to, quote, go back to normal. Your gas, premium gas in Chicago is at $7 a gallon. The president that Negroes wanted in office so bad, Joe Biden. We got to get Trump out of there. Get this Democrat. And life has fallen to an all time low with the Biden administration. Mm-hmm. And
right.
He wrote a letter to the petroleum industry, and particularly directing it to BP, Gas, Chevron, these big ones. And he told them they need to do something about these gas prices. And he said, I'm looking at your record, and your profits are basically off the charts. And, you know, you need to do something. You need to come to the table and do something to put this in check. And they wrote him back and told him basically, it's you know, you can pull up the story.
Mm-hmm.
Still there? I'm not sure she might have muted, but I'm looking at the time. before we wait for her to come back, Brother Arthur, did you have any more closing words before we drop off the call? If she doesn't come right back on?
Sure, I would just say to us, hearken to the voice of God in our midst, and that we are in a war that Satan has declared against God. He said to God that he would go after his people, and that his main thrust, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has taught us, is to kill us. And he's doing it through our own fear, doing it through our false belief that he has some good in him, that it would be inconceivable to believe that he wouldn't make a vaccine that would kill people, when throughout our history we have in the world stories of atrocities that have occurred, where plans and plots have been hatched to kill millions of people. One of the greatest human beings ever, there's a story in the scripture of the plan of the enemy to kill Jesus in the New Testament. In the very beginning of the book of Genesis, there's a story where it talks about, let us deal wisely with them, lest they multiply, yeah, and then join on to our enemy and come against us in war. So it's not, conspiracy only means two or more people agree to do something. It's not superstition. It's an agreement that two or more people say we're going to kill them. So I think I hear my sister's voice back. So
but you're right on it. They cut me off. I guess they didn't want me talking about this oil situation.
Yeah, their plan is afoot. But
yes,
if we
sir.
Hearken to the voice of God among us, we have a chance to save our lives.
Thank you. And thank you, Brother Attorney Abdul Arif Muhammad. Thank you to my co-host, Brother Terrence Muhammad, our legal contributor, Sister Attorney Pamela Muhammad, our executive producer who pulls all of this together every Thursday, and then more, Sister Rona Muhammad. I see we also had on the line, and we weren't able to get to her, our moderator for Building Our Promised Land that comes monthly on Zoom on Elevated Places. And to each and every one of you who called in, who attempted to call in, we had some technical difficulties this evening, but may Allah bless us to do as you just, well, you just gave beautiful scripture, Brother Arif. And remember what the minister said, that when he told each of us during the swan song, which is our swan song, he told us, he said, when I hit your note, you know, if you can hold that note, if you can get it right, look at what he said, you can come out of death into life. And so we're still not fully alive. We have been aroused from the death state. But he is in front of us as the prime example and proof of what we can do, a light-giving son, that we can be freed from the death grip of Satan. But we're not quite there yet, so we have to hold on and not deviate from him and what he gives us. So may Allah bless us all with love and the light of understanding as we leave you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.